Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marv Stahl. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. And now, play ball. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is hit by the pitch. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Staub moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Garrett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky takes first base on ball four. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stahl moves to second. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Grote moves to third. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shamsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Shamsky moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gosger juggles the ball. That's an error on Gosger. Shamsky moves to third. Clendenin moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shamsky scores. Clendenin moves to third. Boswell moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clendenin tags and scores. Boswell tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Mets. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gosger moves to third. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to home to get Gosger. Bateman moves to third. Stale moves to second. One out. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Steve Renko. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bateman scores. Stale scores. Wine moves to third. It's 4-2, Mets. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones is hit by the pitch. Ferry moves to second. Tug McGraw now pitching. Adolfo Phillips pinch hits for Boots Day. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips now playing center field. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Jones reaches second base with a double. Garrett moves to third. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shamsky is walked intentionally. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella pinch hits for Jim Gosger. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Bacabella now playing first base. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland pinch hits for Marv Stahel. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. Mike Wagoner now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Don Hahn pinch hits for Mac Jones. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Hahn reaches second base with a double. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with McGraw covering, for the out. Hahn moves to third. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing left field. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bacabella moves to second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Bacabella moves to third. Two outs. Coco LaBoy pinch hits for Mike Wagoner. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-4 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Jones reaches second base with a double. Garrett moves to third. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Shamsky is walked intentionally. Rod Gasper pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hahn. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Garrett scores. Jones scores. Gasper goes all the way around to score. Boswell moves to third. It's 7-2, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McGraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell scores. Grote scores. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Mets. Howie Reed now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 5 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rod Gasper now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hahn moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Staub strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 4 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-5, Mets. Ron Herbel now pitching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bateman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.